I'm here with Ana Claudia Talancón.
Y Aquiles Chávez.
There you go, because I didn't want to mess up his name. And Aquiles is one of the judges for Top Chef Mexico, and Ana Claudia is the host, or kind of like keep track of things, keep them in order. So, where did the love of food come from, you guys?
Well, me from my family. My dad's a chef. Three of my aunts are chefs. Both my grandmas, my mom. And I grew up in restaurants, so I love to cook too, and I love to eat.
You know, I think that's the important part. We love to eat, so everybody should know how to cook. And as a chef, that's how you feel.
This is almost the same. I started to cook professionally when I was 16. I'm going to work in a huge restaurant in Mexico, like a dishwasher. That's going to start my career, you know? But before to start in the kitchen like a professional, I grew up in the kitchen with my mom, my grandma. But I love to eat also too. I don't know if I like to eat or I like to cook. I don't know
more.
But I love to eat. You know?
So I've gotten to see a taste of the show, mm-hmm. And there's something kind of very similar to the U.S. one, but the dishes that I'm seeing are quite interesting.
Yeah,
and is you as a judge is that the kind of things you're looking for?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, for us, it was very important the content of the retos of the challenge.
Challenges.
But first of all, we need to show Mexico. I mean, to the people, they say, this is a new Mexico. I mean, this is a Mexico with the young people. This is a Mexico of the worker people. You know, actually, in U.S., they have a lot of Mexicans here working this side of the border, and it was very important to us to show to the world this new Mexican cuisine, this new concept, a new era of the Mexican cuisine. You
know? Well, one of the things that I've always known, living here in the U.S., we only think of certain things of Mexican food, but I know in Mexico, the cuisine it varies from all over the world. And I think most people don't realize that.
Yeah.
You know, they only think about tacos and burritos.
Right.
And tamales.
And chile con carne. Actually, we don't need chile con carne in Mexico, by
Mexican.
The way. That's right. Even we don't need this thing in Mexico.
So it is great for Latin people all over the world to see Mexico, to see a different side of Mexico. But people who do not know Mexico, to get to see a different side of Mexico, what you know from Mexico, it's like the cartels and all this horrible, horrible side. That it is sadly true too, mm-hmm. But we do have another side, many other sides, like our beaches, and especially the food. It's one of the things that I most enjoy, the tradition that comes with it, the roots that you can taste, and the difference in between northern Mexico, southern Mexico, east, west.
I know people from Sonora, and I know people from Jalisco, and their flavors are just completely
different. Yeah.
Actually, for example,
and the contestants are from different parts of Mexico.
Chihuahua is the same size to France. Mm-hmm. You know? Even that's the reason, because the cuisine in Mexico is completely different to the north or the south. Mm-hmm. Even some states have a border, mm-hmm. It's completely different. I mean, they share maybe a few ingredients, but in the soil, they are completely different. That's why we are in Mexico. We are multicultural, right?
Yeah.
In our country. Mm-hmm. That's the fact, or that's the issue we want to show to the people, to show the good stuff that happen in Mexico, no. This kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, because we have to continue living our lives no matter what, and cooking is part of that, and eating, of course, and the influences. I mean, if you go by history, you had the French there, you have the Spaniards there. I mean, and then you have the indigenous, and so I'm actually kind of curious to see more of the episodes. I mean, you guys are still shooting, right?
Yeah, and the challenges are very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Like, the bar is set high. The bar is set very high, and since these are all recognized chefs, that most of them have their own restaurants, and they're very well known, it makes it even harder. Yeah. Every time we have to kick somebody out, it just gets harder and harder. And then you fall in love with the stories, of course, of each of the contestants.
But they're good histories.
Right.
Yes.
No scandals, no, nothing like that. These are good histories.
Like, one of them, some of them studied in France, in London, in Spain, and blah, blah, blah. Some other contestants studied with their grandma. They never went to school. Some are very local. They just went to school in their state, and they've never left, but they're amazing in that all those flavors. So it's really nice to see all that.
And Achilles, as a judge, well, you're one of four judges.
Yeah, right. Go for it.
And you have a restaurant of your own also?
Yes, yes, I have. Yeah. I have
more than one.
I have two restaurants, one in Playa del Carmen, two in Playa del Carmen. One of these is La Sirena Puerca. That's the logo. La Sirena Puerca. The second one is La Fisheria. La Fisheria, it's...
Where's that tattoo?
I have there. La Fisheria is here. That's the tattoo of La Fisheria. And the next April...
The one he's gonna
it's going to be the new one. We want to open on April 21st. Sotero. Sotero, this is my new baby, no? Actually,
nice
actually, in this place I want to cook. I mean, if you want to see me, you need to go to Sotero. I'm gonna move to Houston, to Mexico again. I'll come back to Mexico. I'll come back to my country in Hidalgo, in Pachuca. Pachuca is the capital of Hidalgo State. So that's the place I want to cook. In the La Sirena Puerca and the La Fisheria, I'm not cooking these places. Every month and a half, I'm going to visit and make 1 week and stay. What is the checking the cost, checking the dish,
changing the menu,
changing the menu, but never cook in the fisherias. But in Sotero, I'm going to cook.
That's why that tattoo is so.
No, actually, the hammer is because my grandpa, there was a carpenter. Mm. This it's like a geologist's hammer too. Because
right.
My dad is a geologist. Is it?
Okay.
Of course, my knife, because I'm a cook. So it's like a family. It's
nice.
A familiar restaurant, no? My partners and my brother and my dad.
It's a whole family.
Yeah, that's right. It's a family business. Mm-hmm. All the business, all the concept. It's going to be like a comfortable food, but with the new techniques and new presentations.
Salud.
And
Salud.
Sorry. Thank you.
Casey.
That was very noisy. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the concept of Sotero. Mm-hmm. I will open on April 21st, in 2 months.
Great.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
I
want
to try it already.
Yeah.
And Anna, now that you're done sneezing.
so loud.
Because of your background, you know, so many cooks and chefs in your family, have you ever had the... Las ganas, you know, to...
I love to cook.
But to open like a
restaurant. I've opened some restaurants
you
with my
have?
Dad. Yeah. Not as a cook, but supporting him, mm-hmm. of course. And I've always been part of it. I mean, 25th of December and 1st of January, we always had to open by ourselves.
As usual.
Then nobody showed up. And I've always had fun, not just on the kitchen, but on the soulful giving side of it, the sharing, the service, the care that you have to have in every aspect, like since buying the food, until after cleaning the dishes, putting everything back together. So I love every aspect of it, every side of it.
So now on Top Chef Mexico, it's just completely different. You get to just dress really nice and
yeah.
And do you get to taste?
I get to try it all.
Yeah, you should try all the food.
Yeah.
Well, I
love it.
I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
With the new show and
thank you.
And I hope you find that cook that you're that person with the special. ¿Cómo se dice? Ingrediente.
Yeah.
Sí, claro.
Yeah, for sure.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Gracias.